So I'm not saying that, like, I have a problem or anything necessarily, but I will say that something weird is going on where I haven't had the will or, I was going to say the desire, but I've really had the desire. I just haven't had the will to come and record. I don't know what's going on. Like, every day I'm like, I really want to go in and make a new bumper podcast. I miss doing the bumper podcast. And then invariably, inevitably, indubitably, something else would come up and say, hey, I'm a bigger priority right now. You gotta take care of me or else everything's gonna fall apart. And I don't know necessarily if that's the case or if my brain is just so overwhelmed by this cacophony of other priorities in life and responsibilities that for some reason it just kind of swept the podcast into the corner. I don't like that because I think I've told you before, I love making the bumper podcast. It's one of my favorite things to do. It's high on the list of favorite things to do. Like very high. I don't know what else is on the list, but I know that this is very high. I don't feel like, I know I've been overwhelmed, and I feel like I've been a little bit down, maybe a little bit depressed, just with life, you know? Sometimes you just, it gets to be a bit too much, and I don't like to admit it, but sometimes, normally what I like to do when life gets to be too much and I get to be too stressed is I just kind of keep pushing forward and adding more to my plate, because that's a great idea, right? It's like, hey, I'm about to fall to pieces. Why don't I take on 6 more projects? Oh, those have deadlines? Oh, great. And they're all, oh, great. Like, so I should just never sleep again? Perfect. Oh, wait, I'm also going to be doing a lot of shows and, you know, just like thing on top of thing on top of thing, which even by themselves feel like they're kind of a large undertaking. And, you know, I'm not like, well, that large undertaking is going to be enough for me for right now. No. I'm like, let's spin the die and see how many other things that I can take on. And I was talking to somebody about it, and they said, well, you must enjoy that. And I was like, why? And they're like, well, you always seem to do it. You always seem to be really busy. You always seem to be doing a lot of stuff. And I said, yeah, I don't know if I enjoy it, because I think what I'm doing, and you can call me out on this if you want to, but I like to push away the things that I care about, that I really want to do, and that are meaningful to me, and slot in some silly stuff that I know I can accomplish, and I know I can kind of, you know, feel great because I finished something. And then the stuff that I really want to do is still sitting over there, like, hey, what about me? I'm like, ah, oh, yeah, okay, you're next. And then I start making my way over to that thing I want to do, and I'm like, oh, you know what I got to do? I got to do this other thing. This other thing has become very important in the last 5 seconds. And, oh, yes, obviously, thing that I want to do, I desperately want to do you. But this thing right here, I got it. I got to take care of it. I'll be with you soon, I promise. And it's weird because I'm definitely procrastinating, but I'm getting stuff done. Like, I make so many lists of, you know, this has to get done, that has to get done, call this person, make that appointment, go to this thing, do that thing. And for the most part, I'm pretty on top of that stuff, but just because I'm moderately organized doesn't mean that I'm getting done the stuff that I want to get done. And it becomes a really annoying loop, because what happens is I push off the thing that I want to do, for instance, making a podcast, and then even though I feel good that maybe I finished this other thing, I feel bad and I feel guilt that I didn't do the podcast or whatever it is. And so, and it doesn't even like even each other out, right? The joy at finishing the thing is nowhere near the depths of depression and annoyance in myself at not doing the thing that I really want to be doing. And so like, even though I'm getting stuff done, I'm coming in at a feel-good negative is what I'm going to call it. The bank has been depleted of good feelings, and we're in debt from feeling good-wise. So it's weird. I need to stop doing that. And every so often, what I like to do, because I used to really beat myself up about this, like I would, and because I've done this forever, is I would have the thing I want to do, but then I'd do other stuff. But I would have the thing that I want to do in my mind, kind of rolling around, and I always try to make it like a rock tumbler, if that makes sense, where the things I really want to do, I put them in the rock tumbler of my brain. And even though I'm not looking at the rocks because they're in the rock tumbler, but they're just spinning and rolling and going and doing their thing and becoming like, you know, pretty little rocks. And the hope is that when I finally get to do those things, that it's weird because sometimes I will just knock out five or six things. And then, whoa, I feel amazing. I feel like, look at me. Look at Natty Bumper Car. And people are like, how did you do? Where'd all this stuff come from? And I was like, it came from my rock tumbler. And they're like, I don't know what that means. And I don't know if I want to know what that means. And I'm like, I gotcha. So I just have to kind of accept that things are in my rock tumbler and try not to force them. Because when I force stuff out, it never turns out the way I really want it to. And it feels like, even though if it's done and it doesn't turn out the way I want it to, it feels underwhelming. And that's kind of pointless. So it's a real juggling act for me mentally to have stuff I want to do, have stuff I have to do, get stuff done, get the stuff done I want to, and not drive myself bananas doing all that. So, you know, and I'm not complaining. I said I think there's a lot of life going on. There is, but everybody's got a lot of life going on, right? But sometimes I have stuff in life that, like, I don't know. I would like to be better. And I put a lot of energy and effort and emotion and time into trying to make things better for other people. And it doesn't always translate. It doesn't always work out. And so then you have the thing where it's like, all right, I've poured all this energy into helping this situation or trying to make this thing better or whatever it is. And it didn't work out. And it's hard to reconcile with myself that's okay. You know, like you gave it your best shot there, Bumper Car. You really tried. You really went in there and you gave it your all, and that's all you can do. It's not always going to work out in your favor. It's not always going to be, end up great. But even if it doesn't end up great, that's okay, because you still went through it. And so you still have to acknowledge the experience. And I don't know, a lot of times it feels like I'm doing smoke and mirrors with my brain, where I'm like, You got through it. You made it. That was a good experience. You learned from it. Next time's going to be better. But you don't, I don't know that. Next time could be worse. You know, like, but I do like to try to come at things with a little bit of a silver lining and hope that, you know, you're putting all this effort in or trying to do all these things. And what are you doing them for? Are you doing them for yourself? Are you doing them for other people? You know, and then why would you do it for other people? Like, are you trying to gain their acceptance or their love or, you know, their appreciation? And there's 0%, you know, positive chance that that's going to happen because they're their own people and they're going through all these other things by themselves. So you can't look to other people to make yourself feel good. That's, you know, to get validated by other people. That's hard. So you just got to, like, do things for the sake of doing things that make you happy, right? And I don't know. I'm just saying I miss doing the podcast, and I don't know where everybody is right now. I hope they didn't give up on me. And hopefully, you know, the next episode won't just be me bibbling and babbling, as it were, about not doing stuff and doing stuff and, you know, being happy and satisfied. I certainly don't know the answer to being happy anymore. Feels like the world's on its ear. And so, yeah, you have to live life and look for all the positives and look for all the happy things. Because if you don't, whoo, boy, it weighs you down, right? Oh, I think I need to go eat. I don't know what I want to eat. Maybe like, ooh, you know what I want to eat? We have some of those little oranges in the house. Those tiny little oranges that don't have seeds that are delicious and you can eat like 5 in a sitting. I think maybe it's time for me to go and peel an orange or two. And then I'll have energy. And I'll have vitamins. And I'll be ready to hit the ground running and take the world by storm. Because can I tell you what? The Bumper Podcast is back!
The Bumper Podcast is an oftentimes hilarious weekly romp with Natty Bumper Car and some of his pals. It is family-friendly, clean, and ridiculous. Thanks a bundle for listening. If you love our show and you'd like to help support the podcast, check out our Patreon page at https://www.patreon.com/NattyBumperCar. Also, pretty please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it with everyone everywhere, post about it on all of the social medias, or leave a rating and review. The Bumper Podcast is produced at headquarters in Coffee Can Alley. It's recorded, mixed, and produced by producer. The Bumper Podcast features contributions from Aloysius J. Pig, Rufus T. Rufus, Doodle Poodle, Robot, Trunks, and a gaggle of other silly rascals. Our head talker is probably Natty Bumper Car. We also have an absurd newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at nattybumpercar.com/subscribe. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at nattybumpercar. Hugs and hearts. See you soon.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.